Hello yogis, welcome to your practice. This practice is a yoga nidra. And for those of you that are members of my Patreon account, tier 2 and 3, there is no accompanying video for this practice, as you will not need one. Also, some of you may know that I recently injured my back. And it's coming right. But what sort of yoga practitioner would I be if I didn't honor that and rest my body? The yoga nidra is a yoga nidra inspired and based on the Manipura chakra, the third chakra, the seat of our personal power. And all you'll need is to lay down on your mat in Shavasana. So we will now begin. We will begin the practice of Yoga Nidra. Yoga Nidra is a meditation from the Tantras. And it's not just a method or technique, it's a state of mind. It's the borderline between the outer world and the inner world. And in Yoga Nidra, we learn to enter the state of mind between wakefulness and dream. It is a more efficient and effective form of rest and rejuvenation than conventional sleep, actually. And the ultimate purpose of Yoga Nidra is to take you deep into the state where you are united with your inner being. So let us get ready for Yoga Nidra. Let us lie down in a comfortable position. Make yourself as comfortable as possible. So you might like to have a blanket for warmth. I recommend that you support the head on a low cushion or a folded blanket. Keep your feet apart and let them just flop sideways out towards the sides of the mat. Let the arms be slightly away from the body with the palms facing upwards. Take time to adjust your blanket, your clothes, your position so that you can practice Yoga Nidra without moving and without any physical discomfort. And then when you're ready, please close your eyes and keep them closed. Say to yourself mentally, I will not sleep. And repeat to yourself, I will not sleep. Give yourself some time to become calm and steady. Take a deep breath. And as you breathe in, feel calmness spreading through the body. And as you breathe out, relax. Become aware of the sounds in the distance. The most distant sounds that you can hear. Search out distant sounds and follow them for a few seconds. Move your attention from sound to sound without attempting to identify the source. Gradually bring your attention to closer sounds, to sounds inside the space or the room in which you are lying. Develop your awareness of the room you are in. Without opening your eyes, visualize the walls, the windows, the ceiling, the floor. Visualize your body lying on the floor, See your body lying on the floor. You have total awareness of your body lying in perfect stillness. Your body's lying on the floor. Develop awareness of all the physical meeting points between your body and the floor. Now become aware of the natural breath. Become aware of the deep, natural, spontaneous breath. Keep listening to my voice and know that you are breathing. The practice of Yoga Nidra begins now. Say mentally to yourself, I am going to practice Yoga Nidra. I will not sleep. I am going to practice Yoga Nidra. This is the time to make your sankalpa, your intention or your resolve. Anything in life can fail you, but not the sankalpa made during Yoga Nidra. Sankalpa is a seed which you create and sow in the bed of your mind, and it's to be used for a greater purpose, to influence and transform your whole life pattern. Your sankalpa is a short, positive, powerful statement. It's a simple statement. Simple statement. Mentally state your sankalpa clearly with feeling and awareness 3 times. Now we'll rotate our consciousness through different centers of the body, and your awareness will move from body part to body part. If it helps, you can mentally repeat the name of each body part after me. And the practice begins with the right hand. Bring your awareness to your right hand thumb, second finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, palm of the right hand, back of the right hand, your right wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, waist, your right hip, right thigh, knee, calf, ankle, sole of the right foot, top of the right foot, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Bring your awareness to your left hand thumb, left second finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger, the palm of the left hand, the back of the left hand, the left wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, waist, left hip, left thigh, knee, calf, ankle, sole of the left foot, top of the left foot, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. Move your awareness to your right shoulder, your left shoulder, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, right buttock, left buttock, the spine, the whole of the back together, the top of the head now, the forehead, the right eyebrow, the left eyebrow, your eyebrow center, right eyelid, left eyelid, right eye, left eye, right ear, left ear, right cheek, left cheek, awareness to your nose, the tip of your nose, your right nostril, left nostril, upper lip, lower lip, chin, jaw, throat, right collarbone, left collarbone, right chest, left chest, center of the chest, the navel, the lower abdomen. Bring your awareness to the whole of the right leg, the whole of the left leg, both legs together, the whole of the right arm, the whole of the left arm, both arms together, the whole of the back, the whole of the front, the whole of the head together, legs, arms, back, front, head together, the whole of the body together. Now awaken the feeling of heaviness in the body. The feeling of heaviness. Become aware of heaviness in every single part of the body. You are feeling so heavy that you feel as though you're sinking into the floor. Awareness of heaviness, like a rock. Heaviness. Now awaken the feeling of lightness. Awaken the feeling of lightness. You feel as light as a feather, a sensation of weightlessness in all parts of the body. Your body feels so light that it seems to be floating away from the floor, drifting on a breeze. Awareness of lightness. Awaken the sensation of heat. Awaken the experience of heat. The whole body is hot, and you feel hot all over. Recollect the feeling of heat on a summer's day when you're out in the sun with no shade. Heat all over the body, heat all around the body. Awareness of heat. Now awaken the experience of cold, the experience of bitter cold in the body. Imagine you're bathing in a freezing winter's ocean. Your feet feel very cold. You feel very cold all over. Awareness of coldness. Awareness of coldness. Now return to your neutral state. Feel your physical body. Feel the points of contact with the earth. Bring your attention to your center, your upper abdomen, your solar plexus. Visualize a yellow fire burning in your belly, your inner fire, your personal power, the fire that drives you. Visualize the golden yellow flames and feel the fire and warmth rising up out of you. Visualize yourself slowly sit and take that ball of fire in your hands and place it into a lantern which is sitting next to you. Just beyond the end of your mat, you can see wooden steps leading down through the floor of the room you are in. You move to the end of the mat with your lantern and you look down the staircase into the darkness. You are not afraid. You feel confident and brave as you begin to descend the steps with your lantern, with your inner fire. You travel down slowly, down the staircase, your steps echoing in the space, until you reach a long corridor with a door at the end. And as you walk along the length of the corridor, the flames of your lantern cast a warm yellow light onto the walls and into the space around you. It is as though you are surrounded by an orb of golden yellow light. You feel safe and confident moving within this warm yellow glow. And eventually you reach the end of the corridor and arrive at a big wooden door. The wooden door has a brass handle and you pause. You don't know what is on the other side. Feel the sensation of not knowing, what is there, of not knowing what is about to happen. You feel sure of yourself and your capabilities. Calm, confident, and certain in the face of the unknown. Confidently, you reach out and take the handle, feeling the cool brass handle beneath your fingers. You open the door. You find yourself in a field at night. It is dark and you are alone beneath the stars. Your fire continues to surround you in a soft glow, creating a sense of calm in you. And just in front of you, there is a fire pit dug into the earth with a pile of wood. you sit down next to the shallow hole and open your lantern. You take your fire, your inner fire, into your hand and you put it into the fire pit. You start to feed your fire with wood from the pile. And the flames begin to grow, crackling and popping. Every piece of wood that you put on the fire represents one of your fears, your self-doubts, your self-limiting beliefs. And as you lift each piece of wood, you see that limitation and feed it into the fire, watching it burn and perish. And your inner fire grows and blazes stronger with each fear or doubt that gets purified, banishing the darkness and spreading more light. You gaze into your fire and you see such strength and power. You watch the flames flicker and dance, the freedom of the fire as it consumes your fears, the freedom and self-confidence from banishing your self-limiting beliefs. Watch the flames of your inner fire as they dance and flicker. Finally, all of the wood has burned and your fire has settled into a small, steady flame. Gently, you collect your fire. You put it back into the lantern and stand. You walk back towards the door and step back into the corridor. You stride along the passage, feeling lighter, at ease, until you reach the stairs, feeling content, self-confident, and free, you take the stairs leading upward. Effortlessly, you climb higher and higher, until you see a light at the end of the staircase. You emerge back into the room, onto your mat, where you sit with the lantern in front of you. You open the door of the lantern and you take your fire into your hands and gently hug it to your belly, where it becomes a part of you once again. Your fire continues to glow and flicker in your belly as you lie down. your inner fire, powerful and strong, freely dancing, radiating light and warmth. Now let go. Let go and remember your sankalpa, your intention. Repeat the same intention you made at the beginning of the practice in the same words, with the same feeling. Repeat your intention, your sankalpa, 3 times with feeling and awareness. Become aware of the sounds around you. Become aware of the space you are in. Visualize the space. Visualize yourself lying on the floor in the space. Total awareness of your body lying in stillness on the floor. Aware of all the physical meeting points between your body and the floor. Now take a deep breath. Feel the breath in your body. Invite small movement into the body. Slowly coming back. Keep your eyes closed. And when you're ready, eyes stay closed. Bend the knees and slowly, gently roll to one side. Press yourself up to sit. Keep your eyes closed. Practice of Yoga Nidra is now finished. Hari Om.